Breakfast with Martin Pastor.
Let's check in with Ted Blom, energy expert, and just see how our energy and power forecast, what that looks like. Ted on the line this morning from, I actually don't know where. Hi, Ted, how are you?
Hi, morning. Good on yourself.
All right, Ted, where are you locked down?
East Rand.
Oh, okay, cool. And how's the lockdown been treating you?
Quite good. I've managed to catch up with a lot of backlog, and I'm raring to go.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, you know, it's like, I think I resisted the admin for the first couple of days, and I was like, now I've got nowhere else to go. Gotta get to it. Gotta get to it. Ted, I mean, you always keep your finger on the pulse of things energy in our country and Eskom. Is there anything that we should know about at this stage?
Okay, so I was asked to do a review about a week ago, and I did that review, and it seems to me that we could be heading for hard times. You must understand it's a possibility. It's not a definite situation.
Okay.
I've also had the strongest pushback ever from Eskom, claiming that they disputed my assumption.
Okay.
And lo and behold, 24 hours later, they handed a more damning scenario to Parliament. So I think I'm in good company.
What did they hand to Parliament?
They did a status update to Parliament last Wednesday evening. It was on YouTube. And that confirmed my scenario that if things go wrong, they can go very, very, very wrong. My prognosis is that if we have a fast switch on, in other words, the mines which are now allowed to operate, if they all had to come online immediately, we could see fireworks. In transmission stations, which have been subdued up to now or switched off, they're not made to be switched on and off all the time.
Mm.
So, and given that Eskom has been has had a backlog in maintenance on these things, these things tend to blow up if you suddenly induce a massive charge on them. The same thing with the boilers. They've been switching the boilers off, rightly, correctly so, but they haven't been able to enhance the maintenance backlog. I can explain this very easily. Eskom came out at the beginning of the lockdown saying they're going to use this as a major catch-up period.
Mm.
The unions came out and said, not on our cost. Our workers want to be protected.
Mm.
So Eskom then scaled back the maintenance to normal maintenance.
Mm.
And so the backlog that was there at the beginning of the lockdown is still there.
Oh,
sure. So to get to numbers, I didn't put numbers to my scenario. I just said that towards the end of June, maybe early July, the system would become very rocky. Eskom's actually put numbers to that. So that confirms what I had predicted before they put out their report.
Hmm.
The good scenario under Eskom is 3 days of load shedding in quarter three, which is 91 days. The average scenario, or the middle scenario, is 52 days of load shedding out of 90 days. So that's more than 50% load shedding.
Mm.
And the scenario three, which Eskom put to Parliament, in other words, to the portfolio committee, Mr. Gordhan and co., talks about 73 days of load shedding out of 90. So basically, only weekends with no load shedding. The rest of the days, working days, load shedding. So that's disastrous.
Mm, that's,
and far worse than what I even predicted.
What is the best case scenario that they put forward?
Well, you know, they didn't actually weight it. They just said these are the three scenarios, and they're obviously gearing for scenario one with only 3 days of load shedding. I reckon that will be between scenario two and three.
So they are forecasting load shedding?
Absolutely. I've got the table. In fact, your producer's got the table. I've sent her the table. So it's in black and white.
That's from them?
Absolutely. It's their document.
Jeez, well, this is bad
news. The highest authority in the country, which is Parliament.
That's terrible news. The last thing we need. One of the last. Listen, who uses the most power in South Africa? Because there's been no load shedding during lockdown, so obviously it's not the homes.
No, the mines use. They used to use 70% of the power.
The mines,
yes, the mines and smelters.
Hmm.
But they're now back to about 40 to 50% of the power consumption.
Mm.
And they've been switched off since the beginning of lockdown.
Mm.
So that's why you haven't had load shedding and why Eskom could take 11 gigawatts of generating power off the grid. So from Eskom's point of view, yes, they've saved their power stations a little bit. But also, also they've had massively decreased the revenue. Mm. And I foresee, I'm forecasting that certainly before the end of the year, but possibly by about the end of July, this one's going to come and ask for another bailout.
Jeez, another one.
Yeah.
Goodness me. So, okay, so in a nutshell, towards July.
Yeah, they get ready for load shedding.
Towards July, South Africans get ready for load shedding. And this,
you
made this prediction. They tried to get you to back off from that prediction, but then days later, they predicted it anyway.
Yeah, 24 hours later, they presented the scenario to Parliament. The engagement of this one was until after 11 o'clock at night, which, as I said, unprecedented in my life.
It's kind of and the timing is strange, right? I mean, you know, do you think that when you make these people like yourselves make these kinds of predictions and forecasts, they obviously take notice of it because they told you, hey, listen, back off. Does that change when they make their predictions and they come out with their submissions?
Martin, if I had to be honest, I couldn't tell you. All I know is that within an hour or two of my article being published on broadband.co.za, they were on my back.
Jeez. And then they came out, and then they came out and submitted to Parliament. So you never know, you know, what came first. But anyway, the bottom line is, yeah, this is not just predictions from yourself. This came from them. Make ready. Is it, if you had to compare it to what we've had in the past, is it, because the last time we had load shedding was actually quite severe.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember?
Mm-hmm.
It was really disruptive.
Level 6 in December, and then we had more load shedding in January.
Yeah, it was quite disruptive, I remember.
Yes.
Compared to that, what does it look like?
Worst ever.
Worst ever?
What?
No, man. Oh. Jeez. Okay, so if we had to put a, if we had to give people a heads up here, you as a homeowner or as a small business, is now the time, can you actually strengthen your house or your business? Are those businesses open that supply alternatives, generators or uninterrupted power supplies and stuff?
Okay, so, you know, it's very difficult because the moment one sort of suggests that people try and make alternative arrangements, there's a hell of a scramble and there's a hell of a shortage in the marketplace.
Mm.
Prices go through the roof and people get ripped off, and that's not what I want. But what I'm saying is that certainly from a business point of view, this is very concerning. How do you run a business when there's interrupted load shedding all the time, especially if you're baking bread or cakes or you're smelting or whatever you're doing? So it's very disruptive. But at the end of the day, I think people need to take cognizance of this and that maybe try and schedule their lives around it rather than go on a big spin to try and avert it. It's not going to be averted. Or it might not even happen. I mean, if the commencement of business... If half of business doesn't come back because they're bankrupt, this won't happen.
Okay, all right. The reason I'm asking is because there's a lot of talk about working from home. So it's one thing now working from home, but it's another thing dealing with load shedding, because then you can't Zoom, you can't work from home, because there is no power if you're not set up for it, is why I'm asking.
Okay, so not
causing any panic or anything, it might not happen at all, because as you say, realistically speaking, and quite, it's actually quite sad to say, but if a lot of businesses don't come back, the power supply would not be affected as much, which is... It's a catch-22, isn't it? But yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, Ted, thanks for the heads up. It's always good for us to have the information, I guess, so you can plan around it, especially now.
Hey, you're welcome, brother.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Yes.
That's Ted Blom, the energy expert in South Africa. You can say what you want, but he's given us some really good heads up in the past. I'm hoping once again, and he's also hoping that him and Eskom are wrong.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is een vrij lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.